Dunkin' Donuts is helping more boys and girls get in the game this year. For every Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports. To learn more, visit goodsports.org/DunkinPhilly. Welcome back to Eagles 360, Eagles Insider Dave Spadaro along with Chris McPherson. And now we present some of our key matchups for Monday night's game. You are first.
Drum roll, please. Now, at the top I said Eli had been a little lucky this season. I go back to the game the other night, Sunday night against the 49ers. There were at least three passes that should have been intercepted. But look, credit Eli, 10 touchdowns, just two interceptions on the season. And one of the reasons has been the pass protection. The Giants used the number 9 overall pick on tackle Ereck Flowers, but he has a very difficult matchup going against Fletcher Cox, the NFC Defensive Player of the Week. 3 sacks, 2 forced fumbles. You guys know the stats already. Now, the one bugaboo about Flowers' game is his pass protection. Now, credit Manning for doing a great job of getting rid of the ball quickly so far this season, but Manning has got to make sure that he continues to do that. And one of the outlets for him this season, Dave, has been a running back very similar to what the Eagles saw last week against New Orleans.
Now, Shane Vereen has been a huge addition to the Giants' offense this season. As a running back, yes, but as a pass receiver, he's been a plus for them. And last week against the 49ers in that win on Sunday night, he had 8 catches, three of them for 51 yards in New York's game-winning drive. Now, he made his name last year for the New England Patriots. Big game, 11 catches in the Super Bowl. He is a pass-catching specialist. He's extremely shifty. Malcolm Jenkins and company in coverage will have not only the responsibility of slowing the Giants down the field with all those explosive wide receivers and those vertical passes, but the underneath game against Shane Vereen, I think that's a huge, huge area that the Eagles need to do a good job on. It's just too easy for Eli to get rid of the football to Vereen, and he's made some plays.
The fascinating thing about Vereen, and really the ground game as a whole for New York, is they have not been able to get that going. On the flip side for the Giants defense, they've been very good at stopping the run. So the other matchup I'm looking at is Jonathan Hankins in the middle of that line going against center Jason Kelce. Now, our game plan crew is going to look at Hankins a little bit later on in the show and give more of the X's and O's on him. But I want to focus here on Kelce. I thought he had his best game of the season last week in the win over New Orleans. Really, you go back to the last two games, I think he's performed well after struggling to start the season. The offensive line is starting to get a little bit of cohesion. They need to get it going and continue that against a very good Giants front. Now, typically when you think of the Steve Spagnuolo defenses, you think of the elite pass rushers. They don't have Jason Pierre-Paul, so they've been getting it done really the dirty way this season. They clog up the gaps. The linebackers come downhill. Well, Kelce has to be the quarterback in the center of that line and to be able to get things moving to get the running game going against the Giants on Monday night.
Another matchup that I want to watch is Jordan Matthews in the slot against Tremaine McBride. The Giants are beaten up in the secondary. No Prince Amukamara. So Jalen Hosley plays out there. In the slot is McBride, and the Eagles really want to get Jordan Matthews going. He's had a good statistical season, but he's had some drops. I just think the Eagles want to control the middle of the field, and Matthews is a key component in that. Get him down the field, get him over the middle, get the football in Jordan Matthews' hands. He leads all NFL slot receivers in receptions this year, so he's been productive. He's had some opportunities to be more productive, and I think Monday night is a chance to really get him off against McBride.
No question, because you look at that middle of the Giants defense, it could certainly be had. You saw more of the two tight end sets from the Eagles last week, but I think this is a game where Jordan Matthews can indeed break through. So, Dave, it's funny that you talk about stats.
Yeah.
Because after this quick break here on Eagles 360, it's our stats-only package featuring Alex Smith as we delve more into the Eagles and Giants on Monday night.